comes into the room and smells grass. He has many colors. He was Saad, Khusraw, and Shirin. Their love is a language, like vowels flowing to lull and tell, then branch out funnily so he can't see how they form and go back into each other. It's like those who are noble and those who are soft and beautiful. Your skin is as aromatic as a peach, said Khusraw. You are a king descended from kings. I think you are partly exposed by a brocaded cloth, and you, I think, are riding on a splendid white stallion. Your breasts are small, hard like words. Your moustache curves down over your mouth like a line in a poem. Sparrows fly around them. I'll make the sun set, he thinks, bending again over the paper. Khusraw lifts her onto his horse. I think we're outside time. No, time is like a coloured pencil that you lick and use, and then nothing left but a stub that you don't use, but throw away, and then you have lost it. No, you are wrong. Time is like those little birds playing around the pool where you bathe, taking up courage to rush into it and peck at their reflection. We are the pool. I do not think that is right. Time is like the red sun that's just in the center of the valley. You cannot stop it from going down, the darkness from rising up at our backs, for there is only one way we can go once we have known each other. Suddenly, we are no longer together. The birds flying off, breaking the surface of the pool and forming again to show the red sun, silver sky, two lovers, words in each lurid pool, every picture, every tongue uttering continuously like love, frightening curiosity.